We know that chometz corresponds to this arusha be'isa corresponds to the yetzahara, as the Gemara says in Brachas. Amalek is the beginning of the yetzahara. And the pasuk says regarding Amalek, asher korcho baderech. And Rashi there says korcho is a lashon of keri and it's also a lashon of kriyus. The yisod of Amalek, the yisod of the yetzahara, every single person has in him chamimus and kriyus. It depends what you use which one for. Amalek is asher korcho. He brings kriyus after the whole his oiris and avodas Hashem that the Yidden had after kriyus yamsuf, that the whole world had in fact. That all the nations had, in fact, the chamimus that they had, they were all warmed up by seeing Yad Hashem. He was makarer, asher korcho. He had kriyus. He puts the kriyus of a person into avodas Hashem, and therefore it's free to use the chamimus then for asher korcho loshen keri, for chamimus for yetzahara. Chamimus. We know the halacha is how nizar a person has to be when he bakes the matzah. That the water has to be cold. The whole halacha of Maim Shalanu. The whole halacha of Maim Shalanu is that since in Nisan, as it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, since in Nisan, the sun warms up the waters, the springs. Therefore, you've got to take the water and leave it overnight. You've got to cool it down. One has to bake with cold water. And not bake, I mean, knead with cold water. Water, we know, Balatanya brings it down at the beginning of Tanya. Water is Matzmiach Taiva and Tanugim. Taiva and Tanugim, that has to be cold. That water is cold. In other words, when a person uses the Chelek HaKriyus for Taiva and Tanugim against the Yetzahara, so then he uses the Chamimus for good. He needs, the water is cold, but then he bakes the matzah in the oven. And he uses the Chamimus to bring out a matzah, which corresponds to the Yetzahara. But if the water's warm, if he gets warmed up through tanugim, taivas and tanugim, which is what Mayim represents, then it can make chometz, and then he's using his chamimus for the yetzahara, for taivas. And then the kriyus is used for avodas Hashem. So Pesach is the opposite of Amalek. Pesach is shloshim yom after Purim. Ever says the Chidor brings down in Midbar Kedemos, the Mechias Amalek will be in Yudalad Nisan, Mamish Erev Pesach. When we destroy the Chometz, when we burn the Chometz, that represents to the burning of Amalek, that represents to Mechias Amalek. In Sons, the Minigis, the Hilgit Sons Zerov used to eat a Fleshig Suda, the Chometz Suda that he had before the Zman of Issa. The people have in the morning, Pesach, Erev Pesach in the morning, the Chometz Tikka Suda, the last Chometz Tikka Suda, they had in Sons, the Sons Zerov had a Fleshig Suda. And it's brought down from the Einiklich of the Tanzarov that this was Hashem, the Sudus Livyosan, the Sudus Arishal Livyosan, that a Tzaddikim would have with Mechias Amalek, Lassid Lovay. Erev Pesach is Mechias Amalek. Peladik Azach. Three mitzvahs Klal Yisrael were commanded to upon coming into Eretz Yisrael: Mechias Amalek, Melech, and Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Which is, we can understand why now, after Pesach afternoon, the Inyan to learn the Perek Chamishi or Psachim, and to say the whole Nusach of how it used to be. This is what the Yavetz brings down. Nusach that people say about the Korban Pesach and the Yerotzins of our Ga'aguim, our terrible Shrekliche Ga'aguim that we have, the yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, Pesach afternoon. Every Erev Yom Tov is commemorating, the whole Klal Yisrael used to come up. Erev Sukkos, Erev Shavuos used to come up to the Beis HaMikdash. Erev Pesach is Merdik Ga'aguim, because Erev Pesach commemorates Mechias Amalek. And after Mechias Amalek, which is burning up the Chometz, we feel a Merdik Ga'aguim to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why every Yid has to cry. And has to cry Erev Pesach in the afternoon, that we should be Zorcha, even in the last minute, we should be Zorcha Mashiach should come and take us to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash should be built before the evening. We are filled with Merdik Ga'aguim, because that Ga'aguim is coming after the Mechias Amalek. When there's no Amalek, then the Ga'aguim for the Beis HaMikdash are very strong. We were Marach and Purim. The Indian that Haman stopped the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash and Amalek clash. When there's no more Amalek, then we feel the Mordechai could go to the Beis HaMikdash.